Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Hello, I'm Lily and I'm a Year 6 student and I'm very interested in singing and playing musical instruments, but I have a special passion for movies.
That's great, Lily. Hi, I'm Matilda and I'm a Year 6 student at St. Patrick's Primary School in Lilydale. I love to play netball, football and watch the latest movies.
Hi, I'm Mahalia and I'm also a Year 6 student at St. Patrick's. I enjoy playing netball, like Matilda, and singing, but I like to watch a good movie when I get home from school.
Hi everyone, my name is Lilka and I also go to St. Patrick's Primary School. I am in year 5-6G and I play netball for St. Pat's. I like listening to music and I especially like to watch all types of movies.
And we are your hosts today at Yarra Valley FM for the Schools In radio program.
Now let's talk about
movies.
Did you know, Mahalia, that movies expand over many generations and many different types of movies have evolved? Today's latest movie trends include fantasy, horror, animation, action, romance, comedy, and musicals. These types of movies have influenced the culture of movie productions of the 21st century.
That's great, Matilda. I didn't know there were so many different types of movie genres today, and how they influence our behaviour, appearance, and our choices we make, such as the music we listen to. A movie that has had an impact on us has been The Greatest Showman, released in 2017, teaching us not to judge others by the way they look. It also released a number one hit called This Is Me.
This Is Me was actually an Oscar-nominated song, sung by Kiela Settle, who plays the character of the bearded lady. I really believe that this story can inspire anyone to be a better person and to treat people with respect.
That's right, Lily. We must all treat people with respect, no matter what gender, race, or age they are. However, the story of The Greatest Showman is set in the 1800s, where the main character, P.T. Barnum, also known as Hugh Jackman, starts a circus, where they do catchy musical numbers, exotic performances, and daring acrobatic acts. That becomes the greatest show on earth at that time.
Wow, that's a lot of information about one movie based on just one main character. But did you know the movie Jumanji has had a long lifespan, covering over 25 years with 3 movies and 2 sequels? It grossed $264 million worldwide. It has some great actors and actresses performing in these movies, such as Robin Williams, Kirsten Dunst, Jack Black, Nick Jonas, and Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock.
Hey Luca, that is interesting, but what is Jumanji? Is it a game, a place, or just a weird name for a movie?
Okay Mahalia, I've got this. Jumanji is a fictional book, but the story is based on a board game where they get sucked into a fantasy world and have to play their way out. The sequels are not based on a board game, but on a video game where the characters must save Jumanji to return home.
The first Jumanji is now a classic. It was first released in 1995 when our school teacher, Mr. G, was still in primary school. And the latest movie, Jumanji The Next Level, is out in cinemas now. But did you know, 1 year before, in 1994, the original animated movie, The Lion King, was first released. The Lion King was a musical featured film produced by Walt Disney. It is a feel-good movie of a young lion in the savanna plains of Africa, trying to find where he fits in the animal kingdom.
That's right, Matilda. And like Jumanji, it has 3 movies and a television series to follow. Did you know, Lilka, in the original movie, in Scar's song Be Prepared, Jeremy Irons, who is the voice of Scar, he actually lost his voice in the middle of the song. So Cheech Marin, who is the voice of Banzi, one of the hyenas, took over. That's why, if you listen closely, you can hear a slight change in his voice.
Wow, Lily, I didn't know that.
And just recently, in 2019, they made a theatrical remake of the movie The Lion King using photorealistic computer animation to show the characters and scenery. Now for our first song, The Circle of Life.
On the planet and blinking step into the sun, there's more to be seen than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. Some say I'll be eaten, some say live and let live, but all I agree is to join the stampede. You should never take more than you give in the circle of life.
Great song choice, girls. It really fits in with our talk on movies.
I have pretty much seen every single Disney movie out.
That's a lot of cinema time, Matilda.
Yes, it is. Especially the 2019 Aladdin movie, directed by Guy Ritchie and featuring Will Smith as the Blue Genie and Naomi Scott, who played Princess Jasmine. It is a live-action adaptation of the 1992 Disney animation of the same name, based on the tale of 1001 Nights.
That is an awesome movie and has a great soundtrack, such as A Whole New World, Arabian Nights, Prince Ali, and A Friend Like Me. So many Disney movies have great soundtracks such as Frozen, Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Toy Story, and all the old Disney princess movies.
Hey guys, do you know how many Star Wars movies have been made?
I know. 9 Star Wars movies, but there are also 2 spin-off movies and multiple television animation series, such as Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars Ewoks, Star Wars The Clone Wars, and The Mandalorian.
Thanks, Luca. That is what I was about to say. Star Wars is a long-running movie set in a galaxy far, far away, about a rebel alliance seeking peace for the galaxy against the Empire. The Star Wars franchise has many talented actors and actresses, such as Mark Hamill as Luke, Carrie Fisher as Leia, Harrison Ford as Han Solo, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, Natalie Portman as Padme Amidala, Daisy Ridley as Rey, Oscar Isaac as Poe Dameron, and Adam Driver as Kylo Ren.
Didn't they make that series of movies in a weird order, starting with Episode 4, 5, and 6? Those 3 were made a long time ago, like in the 70s.
Really? In the 70s? Wow, at least the Harry Potter movies aren't that old. There are 8 movies and 1 play, based on a boy who is a wizard who attends a wizarding school called Hogwarts and needs to defeat an evil wizard who wants to rule both worlds.
I have read all the books and watched the movies. I'm such a big Hogwarts fan. But the Harry Potter franchise also has 2 recent movies based on older characters of the Harry Potter series called Fantastic Beasts. But now, let's listen to a great Disney song from Aladdin, A Whole New World.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
What a great tune to get stuck in your head. It reminds me of that tune that Matilda likes to hum and click her fingers to. What is that again?
Oh, you mean The Addams Family? That is such a great movie, which was originally a television series, first released in 1964, when television was still in black and white. The Addams Family has had more than one movie made, released in 1991, 1993, and 1998. The most recent movie was the animated version, was released late last year.
Yes, thanks, Matilda. I have some more exciting information on the movie. It is based on a family that are creepy, they are kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. But seriously, the latest animation has the famous actors Charlize Theron and Oscar Isaac that play Morticia and Gomez Addams.
Great. I have a joke about more creepy stuff. Ready for it, Luca?
Okay, Lily, tell me your joke.
Why did the vampire give up acting?
I don't know. Why did the vampire give up acting?
Because he couldn't find a part to sink his teeth into.
Oh, okay, great. Now for our next song, This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Thank you.
That is an awesome song and still an even better movie. Hey guys, have you seen the new DreamWorks movie Spies in Disguise? I think it's about a bird and a spy.
No, I haven't seen it, but I want to. It looks so good. DreamWorks makes such great movies, such as Despicable Me, which is a great family movie starring Steve Carell as Gru and Miranda Cosgrove as Margot.
I know something interesting about the movie Spies in Disguise. I have seen it. It was awesome. I went and saw it with my sister and cousins. But more importantly, the spy's voice is Will Smith, and the nerdy scientist is the voice of Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man in the Marvel Spider-Man.
I have a Spider-Man joke for you all. Ready for it? Where's Spider-Man's homepage?
I don't know, Matilda. Where is Spider-Man's homepage?
On the World Wide Web. You get it? Spider-Web? World Wide Web?
Okay, Matilda, thanks for the joke. But I have some even better information on this great movie, Spies in Disguise. But don't want to give too much away. However, the spy character called Lance Sterling turns into a pigeon.
Really? A pigeon?
Yes, Lily, a pigeon.
I can't believe how much great information we have had on this awesome movie. It is still showing at the cinemas, and I think we might have to go out and see it.
Another animated movie from the Illumination franchise has four movies all based on an evil villain and his minions. But did you know another movie franchise is Pitch Perfect? There are three movies in total.
Yes, I have seen them. They are funny and have a great storyline based on overcoming challenges in your life. My favourite character is Becca because she always stays true to herself and never stops fighting for what she believes in.
Yes, I've seen all three movies too, and my favourite character is Fat Amy, played by Australian actress Rebel Wilson. Rebel is such a great performer and is so funny, but she can sing. It is such a great movie series, and I recommend that you see them if you haven't, but you definitely need to be over the age of 12 to see them.
Pitch Perfect also has a great cast, including Anna Kendrick as Becca, Brittany Snow as Chloe, Anna Camp as Aubrey, Elizabeth Banks as Gail, Skylar Aston as Jesse, Adam Devine as Bumper, and Adkash Ambankar as Donald, who is playing Scatch in the new Mulan.
And on that note, Mulan will be out in cinemas on the 25th of March. The movie is a fantasy, war, drama-filled, directed by Nicky Caron and produced by Walt Disney Pictures. Is it a live-action adaptation of the Chinese folktale The Ballad of Mulan?
We have been so serious with our movie information. How about we lighten the mood with another great joke for our listeners? I have one. You ready for it? What do you say to Simba when he's moving too slow?
I don't know, Matilda. What do you say to Simba when he's moving too slow?
Mufasa.
Oh, I get it. Move faster.
Hey guys, talking of new movies out, I really want to go and see Sonic the Hedgehog that is in cinemas now.
I know about the movie Sonic the Hedgehog. Let me cover this, Luca. Sonic the Hedgehog tries to navigate the complexities of life on Earth with his newfound best friend, a human called Tom Wachowski. They soon must join forces to prevent the evil Dr. Robotnik from capturing Sonic and using his powers for world domination.
Thanks, Matilda. I have some more interesting info on the movie. The movie Sonic the Hedgehog has some famous actors such as Jim Carrey, James Marsden, who plays Tom Wachowski, and Ben Schwartz voicing Sonic.
Hey guys, do you know what day it is today?
It's February the 14th.
It's Valentine's Day.
That's right. And in spirit of Valentine's Day, we would like to dedicate this next song to our teacher, Miss Fry. Congratulations on your engagement to Andrew. We are going back to the Lion King with Can You Feel the Love Tonight? This one's for you, Miss Fry.
There's a calm surrender sharp day, when the heat of a rolling wind can't be turned away, an enchanted moment
and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. Kaleidoscope moves us all in turn. There's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed Voyager beats in time with yours.
Valentine's Day, Miss Fry.
Well, since it's now time for us to leave, we would like to give a special shout out to my friends Emmy, Sasha, Ebony, Monica, and to all my other friends and family. Also, a special shout out to my new teacher, Miss Fry, and a shout out to Miss Tolcher and Mr. G for helping us out.
I would like to give a shout out to Chelsea, Eliza, Chloe, and Smiley for being such good friends. And I'd also like to thank Mr. G for being such a good teacher. And finally, a thank you to my mum for being so supportive.
I would like to give a shout out to all my friends at St. Pat's. I'd like to give a shout out to my family, especially my mum, dad, and little sister Georgia. We would like to wish Mrs. Mira good luck with her new baby on the way, and finally to my class, 56G.
And I'm shouting out to my 56 class and to Miss Coulson and her class. To my family and friends and to everyone I know, thanks.
And we would also like to give a shout out to the new preps back at school and welcome to St. Patrick's.
And now for our last song, we'll finish with Mr. G and Miss Tolcher's favourite song from Back to the Future, The Power of Love.
Thank you.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove.
Power up.